And welcome everybody to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, coming to you from the Cox AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. The Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. So give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. We're live right now, simulcasting right here, right now at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also out of Rockdale at 98.5 KRXT. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. The number here, if you want to call in, is 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all programming is put in a podcast form, and you can check it out on Apple, Spotify, Podbean, aaronsgunshop.com, Facebook page, scroll down, watch the videos, all sorts of ways you can watch it. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you to all the people who privately donate to keep the show on the air. I cannot do it without you. It's extremely difficult to keep it on the air because of the expenses that it takes to run a show on two different stations once a month. If you like this programming, if you like it, and you've got nothing else to do with your money, your contributions will be greatly appreciated. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, there's a donation button there, and bam, on a monthly basis, you're good to go. I've got an action-packed show today. I've got lots of people coming in. I've got people in the studio right now. So let's do the basic introduction. My wingman, the Colonel, Rayford Brown. How you doing, sir?
Very good for a half mile sky obscured.
Yeah. I'm always trying to translate because I'm not a pilot. I'm like, what are you talking about, man?
Half mile visibility and you can't see up. There's no ceiling because you can't even see the end of your nose.
Colonel, give me an honorable introduction to your lovely wife here.
This is my spouse for the last 56 years, Kathleen, and I married her because I could not afford batteries for my radio as a lieutenant.
Wow, Kathleen, good morning. That was a good intro there.
Almost as good as mine.
Kathleen's going to be singing. Tell us what you're going to do. We're going to do it right before the end of every hour, and she's got some great stuff in store. What are you going to be singing today?
Starting out with a beautiful old carol that introduces Jesus, and then a wonderful new song called Mary Did You Know, and then we will close out with a holly jolly Christmas.
Yeah, that'll be fun. To her right, Judge Andy Isaacs. Judge, how you doing this morning?
I am so good, it's just overflowing. So, I mean, every day is a trial and an era and things we have to go through. But let me tell you something. If you keep a good attitude, you're going to make it through it.
Fantastic. Shelby, my board operator, doing a great job.
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
All right, it is the Christmas show. I've got a long list of show highlights. So let me set the table here and tell you what's coming up. We're doing the devotional. I've got the Tony Evans motivational prayer for men. And ladies, I need extra prayer for you, from you to the men, because men need to take back their proper position in life, and that's lead, okay? So we're going to read one of them, and I want to thank the publisher who's given me permission, and it's Harvest House Publishers. You're laughing at me because I can't see my glasses. Okay, let me take these off. All right, I'll do some announcements later. True Stories coming up at 11:30. That's always going to be a fun thing. Word of the day in a moment, quote of the day. Katie from Moz at the bottom of the hour. Keith Knapp, the owner of Central Texas Coin Exchange, is coming in. I got a couple questions for him. Being a person of what he does, I think he'll have some good commentary on it. Father John Gizaldo from St. Luke Church. That's singular, not possessive. At a temple, he's coming in. He'll be here about 10:30. Lane Mills from Cameron Fitness. Janisha Durr, I think she's coming in tonight, or today, right after the first break, to bring Shelby a cup of coffee from Cloud9 Coffee. Let's go now, first of all, to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of the story. And if you can call up here, 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into a sentence, and the Colonel likes it, we got something for you. It could be a lunch, a dinner, a coffee cup, something. Now, the word of the day, I broke it down to its root, and it's blackmail. Blackmail. It's a noun. Definition: the action, treated as criminal offense, of demanding payment or another benefit from someone in return for not revealing compromising or damaging information about them. It comes from this headline. Representative Tim Burchett breaks down how politicians are sexually blackmailed. We knew this ages ago, but for him to actually say it, for everybody to read, it's good. So when you see your representative voting for something stupid, The odds say he's got photos of some hottie in a hotel room in a very compromising position. So the word of the day is blackmail. Call me up, put it the root word into it, blackmail into a sentence.
Stop falling into those traps.
You would think so.
You know, you would think.
No.
I was blackmailed into getting married. Rita Kay threatened to kill herself. I didn't marry, and her mama couldn't afford to bury her.
Rita Kay, I hope you call up.
All right, so the word is blackmail. Colonel, what's the quote of the day?
All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
Which is what we've been
doing. It's often attributed to the wrong person. So today, it is who did not say it rather than who said it. But it goes right along with how to destroy America. Mm-hmm. And we see this in 85% of the registered voters at primary time. Don't put any self in self-government.
Colonel, read the quote again.
All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
That's a classic. Somebody give me a call. 254-697-6633. Moving on here. Quote, he will unravel the institutions of our democracy. Keyword democracy. This is a super video cut of dramatic Democrats freaking out over dictator Trump. Remember before he got elected, he'll never make it. He'll never make it. He'll never make it. He'll never make it. Well, he got elected. Now they're doing it again. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. And he's going to get in and people are following him like crazy. And he's going to fix the mess that this current president has put into place. Colorado Supreme Court disqualifies Trump for 2024 ballot. There's no way that's going to fly.
No, because then everybody could do it. And well, then if everybody were to take somebody off the ballot, not just Trump, but anybody, well, then that's not actually a fair vote.
I'm not positive on it, but I believe that some of the southern states took Abraham Lincoln off the ballot.
That is what they said. You
know, I don't know about that for sure. I'd have to look it up.
Well, first of all, Trump's not even convicted of anything.
Nope.
Right. You just can't take someone off.
You're guilty until you can prove yourself innocent.
Yeah, that's
the Colorado Supreme Court. Has been, hold on. And the Colorado Supreme Court members have been blackmailed also.
I think 98% of everybody's been blackmailed. The ones who hold low positions haven't been blackmailed yet. The ones in high ranking positions, they've been blackmailed. You want this position? You're going to have to succumb to the rules of the curtain.
I'm not worthy. I haven't been blackmailed yet.
I haven't either. Except for that time.
I feel insignificant.
Biden backs court decision to bar Trump from Colorado ballot. No question Trump supported insurrection. Robert De Niro. You know, I really like this guy. I really liked, with a D, this guy. But this guy has gone off the rails. Says Joe Biden on a gurney would be preferable to Trump.
You know, it's totally unnecessary is actors with political opinions.
Oh, absolutely.
That is the worst cringe that you can get. Oh, they can, but they act like their political power actually means something more than, say, mine or Matt's. Like, you're just another person.
Well, yeah. Listen, she brings up a fantastic point, and Kathleen is exactly right. God bless America. They can say what they want to say, but this just goes to prove people with power, money, and influence can shift those who aren't paying attention. And so Robert De Niro has a whole bunch of followers who may be brain dead and say, well, he said it, I'm going to follow it.
I saw it on Twitter. Yeah. I saw it on Twitter.
Robert De Niro said, and there are some beautiful women, actresses, that were actually highly intelligent engineers, and one of them, if you want to win a little money, invented spread spectrum communications, which is the key to our secret communications now.
That's right.
Who was this actress? When the others went to party, she went to her trailer.
I don't know how much longer that is, and I cannot think about it.
2.5 minutes. So let me get through this the sheet here. We are at, how about this one?
Real good looking. Real good looking.
Just let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
You're done? Okay.
I'm just hearing my
emotions. Straw poll shows young Trump voters want Carlson or Vivek. Is that how you said?
Vivek.
VP. You know, and I get this. We got a lot of young people out there. They're tired of the old school, but they know Trump can get it done. But they want Trump, and I've been saying this too, and I think the Colonel's been saying it. We need to groom somebody under the wings of Trump so that when Trump's out of there, and Trump needs to just go to pasture after this, and we need unity in this nation, and we need some younger people to take the place.
And it can't be his kids.
Yeah, I agree. Video. Tucker Carlson warns of hostile interdimensional spiritual forces influencing the human ant farm. Gee, guys, gals, don't we preach that all the time? President Xi revealed China's plan for Taiwan to buy it. And this is from NBC. He's basically saying, look, we're taking it back. We want to do it peacefully. But, you know, if you force us, we'll do it the other way. Hunter Biden caught sneaking into the White House from Marine One after defying congressional subpoena. Sneaking into
the
house.
Get out of here!
Okay, you ready for this one? More than 13,000 illegals caught entering the U.S. in one day. In yes. one day.
That's what they caught.
That's what they caught. We good? Here's a shock. Well, check this out. Judge, you're going to love this. Illegal alien given immigration appointment in 2031.
Man, why get on to it? Put it off a while. Don't give it to him so quick.
I got about five more to go. We'll do it when we come back from the break. When we come back, also, I got Janisha Dern here. She's got, I can smell it, that cough. I can smell it. All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milan Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Mission Radio program. Got an action-packed show for you. I'm going to get right into it. First of all, the word of the day is blackmail. Give me a call, put it in a sentence, get a prize. Colonel, you got your quote real quick?
Yes. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
All right, the number is 254-697-6633. I'm going to finish up the show highlights real quick. Then I got Janisha Dern here from Cloud Nine Coffee, the small trailer that boasts a big flavor. That's a great quote. All right, we've got Alex Jones gains a million followers after returning to X. This is very important because it's kind of what we said about free speech in America. They didn't like what he said, so they took him off. He started before. It took him 10 years to get up to 800,000. They bring him back on, and he surpasses a million almost instantaneously. This is dangerous. I think it's dangerous. Self-checkout kiosks at 4,500 Walmarts now offer buy now, pay later loans for basic items.
What are they going to do if you don't? Like, that's what I want to know.
Well,
they come to your house.
It's like a credit card.
I think it's a sign of the times. When I was checking out of Walmart yesterday afternoon, it was quite busy. But the person two in front of me went through three cards before they had one accepted. Yeah, the third car was taken.
Bad,
and the next person went through two. So maxed out.
All right, let me finish this up real quick. Pope Francis allows priests to bless same-sex couples.
Mm-mm.
Look, that's not going to fly. If you're a same-sex couple, I don't care. But when you got the Pope who's under the doctrine of God's word, and the word says not to, and he pushes it,
he's a
Pope
communist.
Francis to do that, that's not right. Fired Senate staffer who filmed gay... sex tape couple... I'm not even going to read this one. Hulk Hogan declares his total surrender and dedication to Jesus. Greatest day of my life. Okay.
It's usually not a children's
show. Janisha, grab that microphone.
I surprised y'all with a child today. My bad.
She's a cutie pie, too. Janisha Durr, co-owner of Cloud Nine Coffee. She's been coming in, presenting Shelby with a cup of coffee. She's been bringing me one, too, and that's great. So, Janisha, welcome to the program. Talk to us.
Hi, how's everybody doing today? So today I brought Shelby. I brought you our, it's a seasonal one.
Okay.
Hopefully you like eggnog. It is our eggnog latte. Okay.
I don't think I've actually ever had eggnog.
We've heard that a lot, which is crazy to me.
Like a thing.
And for Matt, of course, your black coffee.
Black coffee. All right.
Black
I love
coffee.
It. I'll tell you what, you make it good.
And I know last week I drank that entire iced coffee. That thing was delicious.
Yeah, I brought you the mocha nut last week, I think. It's so good.
I want to make a comment on your coffee here.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes just like it did last week. I love it when it's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Always.
It's good, but I don't know what that tastes like.
You taste the eggnog?
Is it eggnog? I've never had eggnog.
Well, who
that's
likes
why
eggnog?
I don't know.
Somebody try it. Who likes it?
Yeah, that's why I don't know.
All right, we got Kathleen here. She likes eggnog. Putting the platinum microphone next to you. What does she think? What does she think?
I don't like drinking through a hole.
You can take it off. Take it off.
You can't smell it.
Yeah,
there
that's
you go.
That's a bad visual in Radio Land, you know? All right, so here she goes. What do you think?
Brandy sniffer. She likes her coffee in a brandy sniffer.
It tastes like eggnog.
Yeah, see,
it does? That's okay. It. That's why I said, I don't know what that tastes like. No wonder. I should probably try eggnog.
Yes.
So, it has eggnog in it.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a lot of people that come through that absolutely love their eggnog. Mm-hmm. Some people get, like, full eggnog. Every single, like you had the Sopapilla,
it's
now an option where they can replace the milk with eggnog.
And oh,
people
wow.
have been doing that. They love eggnog.
Wow.
It's nothing but sugar. Sugar and fat. It's delicious, though.
So, well, then it goes in coffee really well.
I think
really
it's
well.
The name that bothers me. Eggnog.
Yeah, why do they?
I don't even think it's made out of eggs. Is it?
Oh,
it is.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I know in the North they call it milk punch.
Milk punch.
Eggnog. They don't call it eggnog. They call it milk punch.
Huh. That's also weird.
Yep. That makes me sick.
Eggnog is made with eggs.
All right. Tell us who you, or where you're at, how they can get a hold of you. Can they do some ordering and pick up, drive through all the whole?
Yes. So we're located. It's a little blue and white trailer right between Bradley Plumbing and the police station. Our website is cloud9coffeetx.com, and you can go online, see our entire menu, and you can also order online. If you order before 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, you can get it delivered to any anywhere within Cameron city limits, which is, yeah, a really cool feature. And so if you order before 9, you usually have your coffee by 9:30. We have a lot of orders from teachers and things like that. So the only day that we're going to be closed this week is Christmas Day. Right. So we will be open tomorrow, and we'll be closed Monday, and we'll be back to work on Tuesday.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good deal.
Janisha, it's always a pleasure to have you in. Thanks for being part of the show. You can hang around as long as you like. I just got the clock is ticking.
It here, doesn't so. Stay okay. child affiliated.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for the warning. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Good seeing you, sweetie.
Bye.
Judge Andy Isaacs, Ripley saying goodbye to everybody.
Thank you so much. You know, we all of us say, you know, Jesus is a reason for the season, right? You know, but the reason he was born, which is what we're supposed to be celebrating, is that he was born to die for us. You know, how do you take a little baby and you're sitting in the seat of God, and you send your only son, who is now a little baby, and know that in 33 years...
Sometime.
Yeah, he's coming home. Now God's he's omnipresent, so he knows, and so he's coming home. How does that make you feel? Also, this season, everybody's nicer. We're supposed to Merry Christmas.
Really?
Everybody's
supposed
to be.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Supposed to be.
Yeah,
you got a list
Target or Walmart.
Yeah,
or
that's right.
You got the last card.
You know, you're supposed to be a little nicer, but how come we can't be that way all the time? How come we can't say we're not?
We don't get anything. It's not expected of you, I guess.
You know, we're not getting anything for it. Is that it?
Yeah.
But that's not what being kind and good is it?
There
we're supposed to. Supposed to. How you doing? What can I do? Can I pray for you? You know, that's the number one thing that we need to say. So when we see somebody in trouble, can I pray for you? And
last week I spoke Tony Evans' prayer. It says strength of character, meaning even when somebody's looking at it or not, you're going to...
That's right. Whether you get a thank you for anything you do for somebody or not. In fact, you should not expect a thank you. Not expect a thank you note or anything else. Now, I've been trying to be better this year about sending thank you notes to people that have done stuff for Morningstar Ranch. But, you know, truthfully, we're supposed to be building up crowns in heaven. So we want to try to be as good as to many people as we can so our crown will be bigger. Let's just tell it like it is. We want a blessing. And that's what I want you to... My message today is seek the blessing. Go out there and seek a blessing every day. Try to do something for somebody that you're going to get a blessing from heaven from. And don't expect a thank you. Don't expect a please. Don't even expect an acknowledgement. You keep piling that up, and eventually we break through. We get back what we want to get. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, today is such a wonderful day. We're getting ready for the celebration of the birth of Jesus. I know there's a lot of Christian people out there. So, well, he wasn't born on December 25th. What difference does it make? Let's celebrate one day. Okay, one day in the year, let's celebrate that. You know, if you're not celebrating it now, when are you? So let's celebrate that Christ was born and that we have a way to heaven because of that. Lord, let's help us to be more Christ-like and let others see Jesus in us. Not so that we can boast, but so that people can find everlasting life. So we can change the world one day at a time, one step at a time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Morningstar.
Morningstar Ranch is a 501c3 ministry. I was really blessed last week when Christina spoke about what Morningstar Ranch is. You know, we don't have any. We are... MSRMinistries.org is a website. There's a giving button on there. If you need to make a gift before the end of the year, please do it Morningstar Ranch way. 512-455-2552. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas.
God Very good. Bless. Thank you, Judge. And I want to thank Casey from McQuire's. I'm sorry.
McQuire.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, here we go. I want to thank Casey and the gang from McGuire Tires and Temple for sponsoring this segment. I've been dealing with Casey for 20 plus something years. He's been taking care of me when it comes to
tires. He did some really good work for the ministry one time, too. I want you to know.
And they got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Support the sponsors and support the program. Now, I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been doing it for a long time. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do here on the radio. Today will be no different. I took, if you're on my devotional list, you can read Fridays because that's what I'm about to read. It reads as follows. Good morning. During the course of the week, we ask favor from and give thanks to the Lord. Each prayer is guided and directed by the need at hand. However, there is a simple verse in the Bible that works every day we pray it, and it comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. And I close. Kind of covers all the bases, doesn't it? Like Shakespeare said in the written play Hamlet, brevity is the soul of wit. So is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Have a blessed day. So there you go. Plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat. I don't have enough time in this segment to do the Tony Evans prayer. If I find about a two-minute spot somewhere on the clock, I'll put it in there and I'll let you know. And we're getting ready to go to break.
About 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay,
water.
That may be Katie from Moz.
So we'll
now, don't forget, check out all my sponsors. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and you'll see all the links to all the sponsors. Click on it, and bam, you're right there. Also in the middle of that page is a donation button. So when your heart is led to donate on a monthly basis, click on it, 50, 100, 200, whatever you want to do. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevents.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevents.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio Program, coming to you from the Cox's Lennox Studio, AC, Cox's AC and Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. The Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252. Now, without any further delay, Katie from Moz is on the line. Katie, we've missed you. I know you're doing great. I know you've been super busy. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic, but this is the scratch and sniff section of the program, and we're already getting hungry.
Okay. Well, let me shatter your little heart first. We are closed this weekend.
You are closed.
But we are open Christmas Day between 3 and 6. We are serving our annual Christmas free dinner for anyone who wants to join us.
That's fantastic. That's Christmas Day from 12 to 3?
No, from 3 to 6.
3 to 6. Okay, 3 to 6.
Yes.
That's 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard, Harker Heights. Free Christmas dinner. Now, you can pay for it. I mean, they're doing this because they just want it. They're not expecting anything. But, you know, you can contribute back. They're going to get great food, great service, great prices, free. Can't beat that. And the food's delicious. Did I miss anything?
No, sir.
How you been?
Christmas.
How you been, Katie?
I've been good. I've been fighting a cold, and it's this kind of weather.
Okay, well, don't you dare. Look, you're not authorized to get sick, okay? I have yanked your privilege of being sick. It is gone. I revoked it. You need to get healthy and get back to making those onion rings.
Yeah, we'll put Dr. Shelley Cole on that.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Vicky, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Maybe we can get you on the show next Saturday if your schedule will permit it.
Oh, I got my hands full.
You see that? I put you on the spot.
Yeah. You keep plugging it. I'll be there. One day I'll be there.
All right. Okay. Well, look, Moz at Harker Heights, the number, give the number, give the hours, special event again, so everybody knows.
All right. Our number is 254-68 Nope, I lied. It's 254-699-0011. We are located at 139 West Veterans Memorial, and we have our free Christmas dinner Christmas Day from 3 to 6.
Okay, now if you missed that, you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, you'll see Ma's link right there. Click on it, you'll see the menus, the whole works. And you can go get the information that way.
And if you miss the Harker Heights part, you'll wind up on Fort Hood.
Katie, it's great to hear from you. Vicky, good to hear from you. Merry Christmas. And I hope everything goes well on Christmas Day.
All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Bye-bye. There you go. The word of the day is blackmailed. It's a noun. Give me a call. Put it in a sentence. The colonel has the quote.
And the quote is, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And this is often attributed to a British statesman, but it is alleged that he did not say that.
Okay, we're going to be hearing the colonel in about 30 seconds, but Shelby, you got a trivia question. Let's throw that out there.
Yeah. Just like last week, we're going to do a quick holiday trivia, so you can call up here and you can win a free dinner from one of the many places in Cameron that sponsor KMIL. So the Christmas trivia is, what was the first company that used Santa Claus in advertising? Ooh. I knew this right away. Matt did not know this at all. But give us a call at, I don't even remember what, it's 254-697-6633. I've worked here for so long and I don't ever call up here.
Shelby, your job as board operator is to lift me up and raise me, not say Matt's an idiot and didn't know the answer to that question. Okay? But anyway, Colonel, take it away, sir.
Hey, the truth sometimes hurts to be exposed. The sponsor position for the new lower left-hand corner of the Big Picture Institute. That's the LLCI. Is it? It will be my goal to connect the dots and highlight the uncomfortable truths that may be exposed. But if you've ever held up a picture frame in front of you, the lower left-hand corner of the big picture, a lot of times you hear little snippets The press tends and the propaganda tends to look at the world view through a soda straw. But when you back off and look at what drives the events that you are looking at, you begin to see the big picture. Victor Davis Hanson in the Epic Times, he's one of my favorite authors and in my favorite newspaper. Moses is one of my favorite authors. The article entitled, "If You Really Wanted to Destroy the U.S., Then... Dr. Hanson says, it would be hard to imagine any planned agenda to destroy America that would have been as injurious as what has been already suffered in the last 2 years. I think it was planned. Our government is filled with treasonous moles and open operators. The largest out-in-the-open treasonous organization is the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR. With a published goal of one world socialist government, the New American Magazine published a special edition dedicated to the CFR with a three-page foldout that showed many of the open members of the CFR that are spread throughout our government. Next is the New Democrat Party, the Communist Party, Muslims, including the Muslim Brotherhood, which was formed in 1920, and came to the United States in 1953 or so to destroy the United States. The Islamic learning centers are many universities. We wonder why the universities are anti-Semitic, but when you look at all of the Muslim learning centers that are on all these universities spreading their propaganda and hate, it might tell you. And then there's a Council of American Islamic Relations that shares its board of directors with Hamas, or has in the past. Now, they caught on to this, so they changed the names a little bit.
No.
But a dozen or more members of Congress are all also openly Muslim, which states in its doctrine that's immutable that Muslim Sharia law and the Quran are superior to any man-made document, which would be our Constitution. And this, by its definition, is disqualifying for citizenship if we had a Congress or any members of the government that would stand up. To my thinking, the entire Obama and Biden administrations have been following a carefully crafted communist plan to systemically destroy America. Now, the communists openly published their standards and stuff, and in 1953 or so, Leon Skousen wrote a book called The Naked Communist, and years later, in 1963, 45 of the communist goals were read into the congressional record. Now, Victor Davis Hanson goes through the modern interpretation of some of those things. As a military planner for military years, it is my professional opinion that you cannot leave behind $88 billion of top-flight military equipment in full operating condition without extensive planning and cooperation by the enemy. There was nothing incompetent about that operation. Now, let's look at what Victor Davis Hanson says about destroying the United States in the December 7 to 13 Epoch Times. There are 10 critical items: surrender energy independence, print money, open borders, destroy election integrity, redefine crime, destroy from many one, make America just another nation, neuter free speech, political dissent, petitioning the government, demonize conservatives and patriots, and turn COVID-19 and its treatment into a bioweapon. Let's look now at energy. Restrict new leases on federal land. Do everything you can to shut down the drilling for oil and the discovery of vast reserves of oil and gas. Attack coal as being unclean, when actually our scrubbers and things today make the exhaust very clean. And nuclear, and natural gas. Two of the nuclear is almost absolutely clean, a little bit of heat discharge, and natural gas is an extremely clean source of energy. And then we look at the falsehoods of the green agenda with the byproducts of batteries and making windmill parts, the big blades, and trying to get rid of the big blades, which are fatigue limited. Internal combustion engines make war on internal combustion. And I just laugh, as this is a personal aside, as Canada has decided to outlaw gasoline vehicles in the near future, and New York State and several New York City,
I think, does it next week.
And New York City and stuff have already found that their electric snowplows are parked in the garage because they won't run in cold weather. So we're getting short on time here. We will come on with more information in a moment.
I want to make a comment to what you're saying. I'm very familiar with what you're reading there. But the people out there have got to ask why. Not just it's happening, but why do they push that?
Because 85% of the people are apathetic.
And when you see, okay, take a break.
Then we're going to a break.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Visit thektheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thektheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rockdale, Texas, since 1947.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number CLB009432E.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. back, everybody, to De'Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Been getting calls on a trivia question. However, the answer has not been correct yet, so I'm going to give Shelby the mic to say what that trivia question is one more time. And you got it?
Yeah. Yeah, the answer so far has not, it's not Macy's, so we've had some people call for that. The question is, what was the first company that used Santa Claus in their advertising?
Give me a call, 254-697-6633. Also put the word blackmail into a sentence. Get a prize that way, too. Colonel, take it away.
All right. The second thing, print trillions of dollars to pass out. The true definition of inflation is too much money chasing too little product. And when you print money and pass it out for nothing, then the money is worth nothing. There's just a lot of money chasing too little product. Keep interest rates low. This puts more money in circulation. Makes it it's the same as printing money. Artificial scarcity. Create things that are artificially scarce so you can raise the prices, like pressurized paint cans and different pressurized cans and chemicals like acetone and stuff needed for doing paint work. Spread the wealth. Student loans, welfare, illegals. Pass money around, or whenever they say they're going to forgive a loan, they really say they're going to ask you to pay it. The money has already been spent. They're just shifting the blame. Green subsidies. Things like giving $20,000 tax credits to people like me that take advantage of this sort of thing with a big solar array. My bill last month was $54. Open borders dilute the American ethic. All right. Muslims. We're letting Muslims come in, and they have sworn to kill us, and they will. They will come out of the woodwork.
Those are good Muslims.
Now, there are good Muslims that are bad. There are good Muslims that are bad Americans, and there are bad Muslims that are good Americans. But there are no good Muslims who are good Americans. It's an oxymoron. They have sworn to kill us. Communists. They've sworn to kill us also. We need to pay attention when people say they're going to kill us. Red China is another example. Terrorists coming across the border. We have no idea who's coming across the border. But here are all these military-aged men in Southern California standing at parade rest with their suitcases. Does this stink? Unknown, destroying the meaning of citizenship. Let everybody have a driver's license. Let everybody vote. This is part of the Democrat plan. Destroy public trust in elections. The judiciary and the Department of Justice are doing everything they can to prevent investigation of mail-in ballot fraud. There was just a survey that showed that 20% of the mail-in voters voted in the wrong state as well as in their current location, as well as voting, committing another crime, 17%. Voted for a family member or friend. So this is not, you think there's no voter fraud. Redefine crime. Redefine shoplifting is just letting those in need have what they need. Junk the melting pot of America for values and ideals. We used to be from many one, and now everybody is supposed to stay in their little social ethnic group with the diversity, equity, inclusion. Tribal by color, origin, and gender. Destroy history, culture, and art. These are all goals that we see. And when you look around and you see in front of the George Brown Convention Center in Houston, this absolutely formless pile of junk that they call a sculpture, you will understand what the communists are doing.
Just say what you mean, Eric. What you mean.
Make America just look at the classics and the art and the fine features of the statues and all of these things. And then you look at the junk out here on Research Boulevard that they have standing in front of some of the headquarters. Another woke institution. Make America just another nation. Abandon Afghanistan, our equipment, our loyal Afghan friends, and to slaughter and torture. We left our interpreters, people who had bounties on their heads. The administration prevented us from taking these people out. Neuter the First Amendment. Kill conservative communications on the internet using big corporations that have near monopoly status. Call any conservative activity an insurrection. Prayerfully and peacefully march is an insurrection. and it started an hour. The raid on the Capitol started with the buses at Grand Central Station and the CIA operatives buried in the crowd.
And you got
an hour.
And you got a senator with a video saying that's just the case.
That's right. And this is an hour before the people from the Ellipse even started back toward the Capitol. Call the facts misinformation. Demonize half of America. Impeach Trump twice for lies and propaganda and never admit it. Just because it's exposed, never give up the stick. Indict him for non-crimes. This is so funny. Potential domestic terrorists, constitutionalists, veterans, and flag wavers are all insurrectionists. Weaponize COVID-19 to destroy civil rights. All right. They use COVID-19 and the quote-quote vaccine, the untested, unsafe shot. A good friend of my wife's, one of the professors in music, the head of the music department, husband, myocarditis. We don't know, but if they've been vaccinated, it would have a strong history. Weaponize COVID-19. Experimental shots without informed consent. The insert with the Pfizer vaccine was blank, quote, vaccine. Forced, coerced to take down, to take the known defective shots, or the shots of variable quality. There was no telling what was in your shot from dose and batch. The side effects, some in New Zealand, it was alleged by a whistleblower who is now under arrest or has been arrested, that up to 25% of the people were dead within a week that took one of the vaccines.
Mm.
Mask and social distancing without or in spite of junk science. Masks are dangerous for you. They increase your carbon dioxide and lower your oxygen rate because they reduce the depth of your breathing. And the mask harbor on the inside any disease or germ that you may have inhaled and then exhaled, and bacteria and something else there. Ignore the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. Do these things without any authorization whatsoever or government delegation of power. I would add that almost total loss of equal justice under the law. We have seen the liberals versus conservative, race versus patriotism. It all is a big sham.
You're going to cut in your wife's time here?
Mm-hmm. I'm handing it over to the one that...
Kathleen Brown going to sing us Hark the Herald, right?
Yes. No,
is that the right one?
Hark the Herald Angels Sing, written by Charles Wesley, who wrote over 6,000 hymns.
Busy.
That's a lot of hymn writing. That's a lot of hymns.
All right, we got about three and a half minutes?
Exactly.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. And if you want to sing out there, sing with me. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ the highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
You know, Kathleen, sometimes when people sing, I cringe. When you sing, I smile.
I was just watching the people choking down trying to keep them singing on the radio with her.
I'm serious. I mean, you give a person credit for singing. It takes a lot of guts to do that. But then sometimes you just want to like, oh, no.
Wish they wouldn't.
Does it need music to carry? Like a lot of people, they can't sing, just sing. They have to have music to carry them with it.
What do you call it when you have no music?
A cappella. Oh,
there you go. Very good. Well, that was fantastic.
About, 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. I've got Keith Knapp, owner of Central Texas Coin Exchange, in the studio. And at 10:03 approximately, I've got Jason Bain from Backup Tactical. I think
I called him Jason Bourne.
Jason, I messed up the timing. I screwed it up, so he's been kind enough to call back at 10:03. And right after that call, we're going to have Keith Knapp, the owner of Centex.
Go ahead and reiterate the trivia since we've got another caller. It was not correct. They guessed Montgomery Ward, and we've had Macy's, and we have a couple others. They're not correct, so we still have it open. What was the first company that used Santa Claus in their advertising?
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back at the top of the hour. See you on the other side.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical, right here in Temple, has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear, to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue, or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Adventure. Radio program. Coming to you, they can hear that over the microphone. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Coming to you from the Cox's Lennox AC Studios right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest, most energy efficient units you can buy. Call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Shelby, we've got a winner, so why don't you take control of this?
Yeah. So, caller, go ahead. What's your name and what's your answer?
My name is Ellen. And isn't the answer Coca-Cola?
It is 100%. Coca-Cola was the first to use Santa Claus as their advertising. Now, for the winner, you can either choose a free Blizzard from Dairy Queen or a free Hunger Buster meal from Dairy Queen. Which one would you rather have?
How about the Blizzard?
I will have that up here. And so what was your last name?
Stajonic.
Stajonic. Oh, good luck with me spelling that.
All right, look, we'll have it ready for you. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for calling in. Now, I'm going to go to the next. Go ahead.
She said Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. All right, I've got Jason Bain. Jason, you with me? Jason, talk to me, buddy.
Buddy, but we're in the call. We're going to Okeechobee, Florida. We're going an hour and a half away out of our comfort zone to go shoot stuff and blow stuff up.
Is it ever out of your comfort zone when you're going to go shooting?
What's that?
Is it really ever out of our comfort zone if we're going to go shooting?
No. It's Christmas. We're getting close. You know, it's like we really like we're pushing it. But we're good. We got the David before Christmas Eve day. And me, Jack, and Mike are going, and we're going to go spend 6-7 hours just shooting steel and running around and having a blast.
Man, I wish I had a transport. I'd be there with you doing it. Now,
I mean, I got my Sig Rattler. I got my Honey Badger. I'm good to go today.
Silencers.
All that stuff.
Well, let's say who you are first, Jason. I know who you are. Everybody in the room knows you are. Jason Bain, owner of Backup Tactical out of Florida, one of the sponsors to the program. Done business with Jason. The customer service is phenomenal. Product is fantastic. And it's really, I don't want to say it's specialty products. I'm saying it's certain brands. So how do you want to explain that, Jason?
It's not really that hard to explain. We make threaded barrels, we make comps, we make thread protectors, we make magazine extensions for the most popular guns out there, which would be Glocks and Sig.
Glocks and Sig.
Very straightforward. But the stuff we make is high-end stuff. But we pride ourselves as being able to deliver a product that rivals the best stuff out there at a price that, you know, like the working man can afford.
Yes.
You know, that's really our goal.
I've used your product. Works great. I'm hitting bullseyes like crazy. And, you know, you got to have good stuff to do good things most of the time. I mean, if you're good at it, you can use something lower grade and work around it. But why do that when you can get quality products? And that's what you have.
Exactly.
So how can they get a hold of you, Jason?
That's our philosophy. What's that?
How can they get a hold of you? What can you, anything special going on they should look for?
No, you know what? This year we're looking to take, we had a very busy year, we're taking a little bit of time off at the holiday here, and we're gearing up and getting ready for next year, is our plan. And we're going to sit down, we have a big meeting about some new potential products that we're working on, we're talking with our distributor about needs they may have, so look forward to some interesting things in 2024 for sure.
Does 2024 hold in it 1911 accessories?
I really hope so. I'm trying very hard to work that in, but I'm getting some resistance from certain angles, and you know we got to do what I got to do. But
well,
I'm willing to push.
Those who are resisting, this is me talking. You're crazy. 1911s are here forever, and it was just funny. I was here training my guys on the team there. We all, without knowing it, all brought our 1911s because we haven't shot them in a while. It was funny. Everybody brought it without saying something to the other person. So lots of people out there have 1911s. They want to accessorize them. I think it'd be a great product for you to move on.
Yeah. Hey, in fact, with me today, I have a custom Les Bear that Les made for me, which is all hard chrome, Premier 2, with all black small parts.
and 9mm.
I hate you.
Which I know, you know, forgive me on the 9mm.
I hate you, Jason. I hate you.
But this is a beautiful gun, and we wish you
rub it in, man.
The pistol's legal out to 100 yards, so. Oh, yeah.
Rub it in. I hate you. But okay. I still love you, man. All right, Jason, I got a tight schedule here. I'm sorry for the confusion on the time here. I'm just juggling a whole bunch of things.
Yeah,
and I
no problem. I wanted to call to wish everyone a happy and a healthy new year and a Merry Christmas and wish Texas the best.
Awesome. And if you forget how to get a hold of Jason, you can always go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and click on the link there. It'll take you right to him. Jason, be careful. Make sure you got a tourniquet just in case. Drink plenty of water. Merry Christmas. God bless you, man.
God bless.
All right. That guy's awesome, man. He's got a great spy name, like you were saying, Jason Bane.
I thought it was Jason Bourne, and I thought for a second, I was like, that's too spy. I've heard that.
All right. With me now. I got Keith Knapp. Keith, just come on up to the mic here. You'll be good to go. Keith Knapp, owner of Central Texas Coin Exchange, right next to the studio here. He's been in business for a while. He knows what he's doing. You've got clientele that's probably nearer to you than you would think, who are very happy with your services. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Is there anything shocking that you just got to get off your chest about what's going on in the world of finance and precious metals?
Shocking.
I sent you a couple articles.
I read your articles. The main thing I see, one of the main things I see is inflation. And I know people are tired of hearing about inflation.
God dang it.
Hold on one second there. Are we done?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. You may continue. Go ahead. It's live radio, Keith.
Is inflation. And they're toning it down with the numbers they're giving us out, but that's not correct. We have inflation. And so if you have money in the bank, money in cash, it loses buying power every day.
Keith, I would think, correct me when you think I'm wrong here.
I will.
I would, yeah, I know you would. I think there's a percentage of people who have money and understand it, have some in reserve and can diversify into precious metals. You have others who totally understand it, but they're working three jobs to make a living. And then you have others who are clueless. So how do we get it? What can people do in the second category to maybe start collecting on precious metals?
Well, just start in small bites. Don't try to just set yourself that you buy so much a month. You know, for some people that might be $100, $200. You don't have to spend large amounts of money, but you need to be putting metals away.
Do you foresee what's potentially going to happen in 24 and 25, 2024, 2025? Now, this is you speaking. You're not broadcasting and telling people to believe it. This is what I'm thinking. Just thought we'd have a conversation.
We are, even though they tell us we are not, we are in a recession.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you will see. I was on a site yesterday. I have a realtor sends me continuous updates, and I just scrolled down through her emails on each property, and the majority of them are reduced. So that tells you that one of the places that has been a large mover is slowing down. So money is not going into properties. And these are...
No, go ahead. I think you wanted to say something.
I was talking with one of the construction people down in Temple, and he said that they had finished the last order that they had for a house, and they're waiting for their next order. New houses.
I have a client that comes in that's a large company, a roofing company, and he is a foreman, and he goes around and does these large track homes. So I asked him how his business was, and he says it's good, but he can see it slowing down. But the houses they are roofing right now, they are not finishing. They are just getting them in the dry, and they're just sitting there because they haven't sold their inventory.
Right.
And so that's what he sees, and he handles Austin, Bryan College, Temple, this area. And so he's seeing a lot of slowdown in that.
You know, I saw on the internet just the other day that Dodge three-quarter ton pickups, they have 784 days of inventory.
Used pickup.
No, new. New pickup, Dodge three-quarter ton.
Are they electric?
No. Okay. They're nationwide now. I'm not talking about just local. Nationwide. That's over 2 years of inventory that they got on the ground.
Can't afford to buy it. That's right.
Yeah.
Can't afford to buy that.
And then they say there's no inflation.
Okay, let me ask a teaser question of you as we go into break. Keith, as long as I've known you, you're calm because you're informed and you know what you're doing. I want to know, if you're willing to share, what freaks you out? What's the thing that's going to happen that you go, uh-oh? How much time I got? 5 seconds? Okay, that's a teaser question. I would think, mull it over, and when we come back, we'll talk about it. 254-697-6633.
Fuel your morning with vibes as strong as Cloud 9 Coffee. Locally owned and operated, our drive-thru is open daily. Try our signature flavors that can only be found at Cloud 9 Coffee, like the crowd favorite, the Sopapilla Latte. Don't have time to come to us? Don't worry, we got you. We deliver Monday through Friday anywhere within the city limits of Cameron. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for updates for our newest drinks. You can see our entire menu online at cloud9coffeetx.com. Cloud 9 Coffee, a little trailer with big flavor.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Are you looking for something fun to do? Then you need to check out the K Theater in Rockdale. For movies, for concerts, live theater, or talk to us about your private rental needs. Call or text Brian Beard for details at 512-470-4343. The K Theater, located at 350 North Main Street in downtown Rockdale. Or go to thektheater.com or find us on Facebook at K Theater.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give us a call here in the studio, 254-697-6633. With me, Keith Knapp, owner of Central Texas Coin Exchange, right here in Cameron, right next door to the radio station. And I posed a question to Keith. I said, as long as I've known you, Keith, you've been calm, cool, and collected. You know what's going on. You've taken control of the situation. You've prepared yourself properly. But when you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, what's it going to take to freak you out with what's going on in the world to say, here we go?
Well, on the calm part, I get my calm from the Lord.
Amen.
And that's where that comes from. And then the rest is just dealing with day to day. But what concerns me is when we see chaos in the streets, and we're not very far from places that this is probably going to happen, in my opinion.
Larger cities, probably.
Well, Temple's not pretty close, and it's not that large to me.
With elections,
it's on a main highway, though. Too. I'm only saying this. Just I'm adding pieces to the puzzle for myself. I'm saying to myself, if it's in a small town, the odds say it wouldn't be as big, so it could probably be controlled. In a larger town like Temple, these guys do crisscrossing on the streets. They got it down pretty good. But when you get to the larger cities than that, but because it's on the highway, so I'm adding all these things to the picture. Keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I do that a lot.
You do. It's the overflow that's going to affect us out here, I figure. And so, anyway, that's my concern.
Did I ever tell you you don't hold back what you're thinking? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's my job, ladies and gentlemen. My job is to orchestrate conversation.
When the transportation trucks quit moving, 3 days later, the stores are empty. No food. 3 days of no food, and the people are in the streets. And that's all it's going to take. It's going to be a breakdown in transportation, and that I think is going to key everything. And this thing that you're talking about, the breakdown of lawlessness already. Look what's happening in San Francisco. Businesses are closing up, moving out, because they can't do business when they're raided every day by shoplifters that are just, well, they're not
shoplifters. Well, they need this stuff. I don't know what your problem with. They need this stuff.
It's only the $750 a day that they need.
Well, how large does it have to get for Keith Knapp here to go, uh-oh, it's over? Because we've had cities taken over. We've had cities burned down. What's it going to take for America to go, this is it, man, it's happening?
I feel we're past that. I feel we've just
gone. It's happening already. Yeah.
You know, there's a reason why they want to fix it where you can't live in rural areas. Because if they get it all in cities, they can control us. Out here, you know, we don't. If people break into your house, we don't even call the police. We just get a shovel. You know, it's just, it's a different way of living. But in towns, they can control you.
That's so, what front loaders are for.
That's it.
Backhoes.
Andy, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Based on what's going on in there in the legal system, what are you seeing?
Oh, the legal system as we know it in most areas is no longer existent. You know, you had what happened in Colorado. You see rich people don't go to jail and somebody don't have any money goes forever. Now, I'm not saying the person that didn't deserve to go to jail that didn't have any money, but I'm seeing no law for the elite, mm-hmm. and complete law for the bottom. And it's everywhere. It's not just, it's nationwide now. It's nationwide. So,
but then you've got situations like Trump where you have non-crimes being charged.
That's right.
And you have people, expert witnesses testifying that he didn't exaggerate the value of his property. It's standard business practices. And the banks all said, we got paid. We don't have any problem. But the prosecutor has a problem. And some liberal judge just default single person declared, oh, you falsified the value of your property. Therefore, we're going to come after you.
Wasn't it Stalin who said, find me the person, I'll find you the crime?
Keith, when people get precious metals, do you have a suggestion on how they can secure it?
Someplace safe.
That's good. That's descriptive.
What's safe?
What's safe?
You know, everybody has to find their own way. I don't suggest, and I don't want to know where it's at. people for some reason want to tell me where it's at, and I don't want to know.
We have some, and I'm sitting here thinking, I don't know where it is.
And if you have it, you probably shouldn't tell about it.
That happened to him. I'm on radio.
I have a lot of precious metal. It's called lead.
That is the new precious metal. That's right. Okay. Keith, can you give me an uplifting commentary on something that would be positive for people? Like, they can buy gold a little cheaper now because the price went down, or silver's better, or if you got silver, you can trade it in for gold. Something that...
Give us some good news, brother.
It's all good news.
It sounds like it.
I'm waiting for the...
On gold and silver. Gold has been going up and silver has been rising. When the there will be a time when silver, percent-wise, will overtake at a higher rate than gold. And if you want to acquire gold, you buy silver now. And when the ratio goes 41, and the ratio right now, silver to gold is approximately 80 to 84. And when it goes 40 to 1, you trade your silver in for gold, and you bought your gold at half price. This is a very simple way to do it.
Where would one look to find those numbers?
Oh, you just, it's pretty simple. You take the price of gold and divide it by the price of silver, and that gives you what the ratio is.
What I meant was, where would people go to find the price of gold? Is there a specific place you would recommend them to go look at for spot gold?
Yes, Kitco is every day, and that is the most reliable source. Is
Say that again.
Kitco.
Spell that for us.
K-I-T-C-O.
Okay, Kitco.
Okay. Yes, sir. And that can...
I was just going to say that back before we went off the standard, 1 ounce of silver was a dollar. And 1 ounce of gold, until FDR changed it, was about 20-some dollars. And then they moved it up to 35, a 40% devaluation of the dollar when it went to 35. So there's your 35-to-1 ratio of where gold and silver used to be.
And not to correct you, but actually it's 0.77 of an ounce for one silver dollar. So... because it's not an ounce, and people get confused with that.
You know, it's an alloy.
Keith.
I'm sorry. That's fine.
On that video we did some time ago, not too long ago, you showed me a fake coin. Can you talk about that? Because that was pretty interesting.
Yes, and there's tons of fakes out there. I was at a gun show in San Marcos last weekend, and a man brought up a counterfeit 1 ounce gold Pam Swiss in a packaging. You have to be very careful out here. Silver Eagles are highly counterfeited. I saw a 10-ounce bar when I was at the show in Bastrop. Never seen a 10-ounce bar. When I put a file on it, it was brass inside.
No.
And brass is cheaper than copper, so it's a cheaper way to counterfeit.
Mm.
But the gold bars out here, I've seen fake gold maple leaves. The only thing I haven't seen counterfeited is dimes, quarters, and halves, unless it's a key date. So those are your pretty safe. You should buy from somebody that you can look at, and if you have a problem, you can take it back.
Junk silver?
Yes, junk silver.
Can you do it by sound, by color, by...
people cannot. The average person is not going to... I'm telling you, because people are buying it and they don't know. And some people do know and are trying to pass them off. So,
yeah, told me once, correct me if I'm wrong, that you weigh it because you can't get around the weight of it. And if it doesn't match up.
Yes, the weight. But how they get the weight really super close is they make the coin thicker or bigger around. And most people can't see that. So there's people out there who got silver and gold that's not real, and it will be a sad day when they find out.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the counter is there that's going around right now.
Mm-hmm. Is there that's an right. instrument that you can check the conductivity or the...
Yes, there's several out there. The one I have is called a... I can't think of it. But anyway, it can tell me if it is gold or silver. or platinum or palladium.
I'm going to a break. Look, I got Keith Knapp, owner. I got 1 minute. Central Texas Coin Exchange here in Cameron. Keith, with this minute, promote yourself. Tell how they get a hold of you. Anything else you want to put out there?
Okay, my shop is 809 East 1st Street, right next to the radio station. My phone number is 254-605-6550. I'm open 12 to 4 Tuesday through Friday. Call before you come. Some days I don't want to be there.
Okay. And if they wanted to have you check some of their holdings, would you be glad to do that?
I look at stuff every day.
Okay, and if you can't remember all that, aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page. Click on the link. Take you right there.
Cameron, Texas.
Got Father John Gisaldo, St. Luke Church. That's singular, not plural. And I have no idea what we're going to be talking about. It's always an adventure when we speak to Father John. We'll be back in 3 minutes after the clock ticks down and the commercials come on. It'll be approximately 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. In the studio with me is Father John Gazzaldo. Father John, we're going to have you use this mic.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I have a fantastic show. Everybody's fantastic. Got a special event coming up 3 minutes prior to the top of the hour, Father John. Kathleen here is going to be singing a beautiful song. She's going to explain it. And last hour was fantastic.
You got your hymns booked there. Look at that.
I already did one of those.
Okay.
Father John, I'm going to ask you
okay.
a question in a moment.
Yes.
Before I ask that question, I want to put out there right now three headlines.
Got it.
Pope Francis allows priests to bless same-sex couples. That's the first one.
Okay.
Fired Senate staffer who filmed gay sex tape in hearing room cries homophobia. And then the third one, Hulk Hogan declares his total surrender and dedication to
yeah.
Jesus. Greatest day of my life.
This particular one, I just found out about it like last night. I didn't look into it very much.
Did they call him Lover Lips or something?
Yeah.
Thunder Lips.
Thunder Lips.
Thunder Lips in Rocky III. He played a
heck of a nickname.
Okay, now, I gave you the three headlines. We'll talk about those a little bit. But first, before you do that, I want to ask, Father John, what's on your mind?
You know, many things are on my mind. You know, in about a little more than 24 hours, Advent will be over. And we will start celebrating the birth of our Lord. But I will tell you this, not to pat myself on the back, but I do enjoy patting myself on the back. I have the most fascinating life. I do. I have a wonderful life. All these past 3 days, just before I got here, I was preparing a couple for marriage. We're baptizing somebody. Right now, a couple's meeting to get baptized, but I came out here, but that's okay. And then, you know, we have about three or four people, I guess you'd say, in the hopper.
Okay.
ready to be put in the ground. You know, people that were doing funerals. So, you know, we baptized Mary and Barry. What are the most important things? Hatch, match, and dispatch. Yeah. That's what I do well, you know. That's what we do. And it's the most important things in people's lives. And it is just a privilege. Even I always tell people when I do funerals, we've had a lot. People tend to die December and January.
They see their credit card bill. That's why.
It is interesting. People have all kinds of ideas why that is, but we do all of our funerals in December and January. But it is a privilege. You get to be with people at the most intimate times, the most raw times in their life, and they invite you into it. And so the young couple I just met with this morning, they invite you into their relationship, their struggles, their glories, and it is a privilege. So I have a wonderful, and even today I have another funeral a young man who had a tragic accident. We'll put him to rest, and so most people think, well, that's no, it is a privilege to be the most important parts of people's lives. There's a few emotions I really have not experienced. I experience all the sinful emotions that come with being human, you know, jealousy, anger, rage, all those things, temptations. But I've never really been bored or lonely. Sometimes, and I'm an extrovert, I know that's
or hungry.
No, we are never hungry. Last night we had a Filipino party, a Filipino Christmas party. Those people eat and eat. Father, this for you. Father, this for you. They always give me plates this thick, and I have to... Yeah. I have to beat them off with a stick sometimes, but we have had food coming out of our kitchen almost every day. And during Lent, I have to wear a little, because if I'm fasting, I have to wear a little sticker that says, "Leave me alone."
Don't feed me.
Father, we made you, got your plate in here. And then they make us go first. No, y'all go, no, Father, you go first. Ugh. If you're ever on a, you know, it's amazing. This morning I got up and worked out, so I did some exercise.
Oh, for all that you do, you're looking pretty good.
Well, I try to exercise every day, because if I didn't, I'd be, you know. But you have to be body positive towards me, you know, because you know, because I don't want to hear about your fat phobia. Anyway, so
speaking of phobia, you want to learn this one?
Which one is this?
I don't know why I want to show you this. I'm just
This was on the news, and they had like a little shadow. So why are they showing this abomination? First of all, men can't have sex with each other. They mock sex.
Yeah.
Another man has to play the role of the female, and the other one turns him into a female. It is sodomy is a sin against God and nature. And against the human person, everybody is defiled. So to say that film gay sex, that's not a life act. That's a death act.
Let me read this. Let me read this quote.
I have some opinions on that. I know it's
this individual, Aiden Mass Zerpovsky.
Yeah,
this has been a difficult time for me as I've been attacked for who I love to pursue. For who I love to pursue a political agenda. While some of my actions in the past have shown poor judgment, I love my job and would never disrespect my workplace.
You know, this is what he did is exactly what Satanists do to churches. They go in there and they defile it. Hmm. They're always using bodily fluids to do so. This is an ancient thing. People come, you know, when we've had a, you know, Satanists have broken into our churches and they do things on the altar. Yep. And then we have to destroy the altar and rededicate it because they know that's what it does. And they don't come in with ketchup, you know, and spray paint. They know what defiles it. They put their bodily fluids on there to mock God, to mock the marital act, to mock babies, and know exactly what to do. You know, it's funny, every once in a while on my YouTube feed, I'll get some. I have a confession to make. I like heavy metal music. Okay, so I listen to Metallica. I even like Pantera. But every once in a while, there'll be some satanic band that'll come up. And when they come up, they're not mocking Hinduism.
Nope.
They don't mock Judaism. And they're not stupid. They don't mock Islam.
No,
they take our symbols and mock them. Every single song is a mockery, an inversion. And if you know anything about exorcisms, you find out really quick when someone is struggling with demonic activity and the demon speaks back. He doesn't talk about Hinduism, Islam, no. Buddhism.
He don't mention Allah.
No, he doesn't mention any of that. It's always the Christian faith, the saints, the Blessed Mother, Christ Himself. They even has His own names for them. They know and they function. They'll call themselves priests. And they hate women, life, babies, and marriage. That's what they hate.
Well, they got a good record going on for destroying things.
And a lot of them, believe it or not, a lot of them carry around rainbow flags. Rainbow flags.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see
the absolute mocking of what God's called to be good.
And you know this. What is God? The symbol of God's covenant with Noah is the rainbow. But it has seven colors. They rip off one color. They reduce it down to six to mock it.
666.
And they reduce it down because they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They know what that means. But they also use that flag because it's bright and cheery and colorful. And people just love it. Senate Senator who filmed himself having anal sex in a Senate hearing room cries homophobia. How about the guy he's abusing being used and abused, his masculinity being taken from him, and using mocking the marital act? But they use the same things. They just call you names. Homophobic. Mm.
So now really you can get away with doing anything and just call it, well, you're being homophobic.
Accusing me of being homophobic.
Yeah. Say that again because you need a mic.
I just said now pretty much you can do anything. Anything is racist. Anything is sexist. Anything is homophobic or heterophobic. Is that a thing?
And not yet.
You being heterophobic?
Are you afraid of your own?
Afraid of the strike?
Yeah, you...
Father John, since you brought this up, you segued it perfectly.
Segway, that's all right. Okay, good.
Because this headline, I can't say it, sir. I'll say peed me off. Is that a way I can
that's
say
fine.
It?
That's fine.
Teed you off. What
right. It pissed
showing
me off.
You something here.
Yeah, you can say it.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
All right, here we go. Pope Francis allows priests to bless same-sex couples. Now, if we played back the tape of what you just said, It is totally opposite what this guy is doing. Look, I used to be Roman Catholic. I respect the Roman Church.
Okay.
But this guy is nuts.
Well,
he's socialist.
So
be careful. Be careful.
Be careful. Be careful. So here's the best I can say about this. I've read the document from the Dicastery. He didn't write that. Somebody from one of the Dicasteries wrote this thing because people are asking them. So if you want to talk about this, I can.
I do want to talk about
good.
It.
Good. Okay. So.
How much time do I got?
36.
Well, I'm going to
okay,
set it up.
So
let me set it up.
Go ahead.
The problem I have is, look, if you've got a person who is in the act of homosexuality and it's a sinful act, okay,
yes,
we can always forgive the sinner by doing whatever. But when you have somebody in a position of authority like this who knows the word of God and then says, well, we're going to bless it anyway. No.
Okay. So I can speak on that in 30 seconds.
Yes.
Less than
okay. So we have to make distinctions. The word, what they did was expand the word bless, because in English, unfortunately, the word bless means you permission. You have my blessing.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. Sorry.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Branch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Got a lot to do in this segment. Don't forget, about three minutes prior to the end of this segment, Kathleen will be singing Mary, Did You Know? Right? And it's going to sound awesome, I'm sure. But right now, I've got Father John Gonzalez.
All right.
Now, Father John,
go ahead, set it up.
I read this. Pope Francis allows priests to bless same-sex couples. And you said, well, they over-exaggerated, the media did. That is immediately when the Pope should come out and say, those people lied. I did not say that. It happens so many times. Here's a perfect example. You've got good Muslims who want to kill you. At least the bad Muslims, if you've been paying attention, you know what's going on, will stand up and say something, but they don't. So the Pope should stand up and say something.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you for the chance to do this. I will agree with you. I think this whole move was imprudent. In 2021, the dubia, I'm going to use all kinds of fancy canonical language here.
No, I'm a 20th
century Cardinals were guy. Given. The Cardinals gave the Pope a dubia, which just means a question of clarification. Can we bless same-sex unions? And it all came back, no, we cannot bless sin. We cannot bless sin. But then there were more, what about blessing persons? So the Dicastery, and I think in an imprudent way, came up with this thing.
I have to pause you because I have clarification.
It's an office. They're offices. Okay. So think of the Pope as like the president. They have a cabinet, and those are cardinals. Each of those cardinals are in charge of certain offices in the Vatican, that just like a government does.
Okay.
And the Vatican is like a government, and so it tries to manage 1.2 billion people, and it's not always the most efficient at doing this. But the Dicastery came up with some guidelines on people who ask for blessing. Father, will you bless me? Can you bless us? We bless people all the time. It doesn't matter what situation they're in. But one of the problems is, and it is a matter of language, the term bendicir in all the Romance languages means healing, power, forgiveness. But it also means it means praying for God's grace to send on these people. Now, in English, though, bless means permission. You have my blessing. In Spanish, they don't say that. In Italian, they don't say that. It's not a term that they use. It's kind of like, I know most of you guys are Protestants in here. It's the problem we have with language with Protestants. To Protestants, prayer and worship is the same thing.
I got to pause you because I just mentioned this to the colonel. You just gave a definition of the bless.
To bless.
The people of the positions of power in these institutions that put these headlines out, I'll bet you they know what they're doing.
Propaganda.
And they're propaganda, and they're pushing it on purpose.
So that's what they'll say. So if I had a transgender person come spend an hour with me at the church, and I won't mention his or her name. We have a deal. I called him by his last name. Anyway. It's a guy who thinks pumping his body full of estrogen. It's destroyed his body. Anyway, Father, can you pray with me? Can you bless? Of course I can.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
But I said, I'm not going to call you,
whatever the name is.
Your own pronoun.
So the document says very stick. We can't have a liturgical. You can't make it. Well, I'm not blessing your union. That's not us. Because couples that are like living in sin, when they say, Father, could you pray for us? We say, what am I praying for? What are we blessing you for? Strength, conversion, repentance. That's what bless means in Latin. In English, it's bad. But you're right. I would put the fault on both the media and the church can do a better job. Better job, partly because the Italian who wrote this up and Pope Francis, they stink at English.
You know, you can cut a fraction of slack on what you just said because when you have such a large government type of institution, things go wrong. I get it to a degree.
Yeah.
But these guys writing this headline do it for clickbait.
Oh, they do it, and it works. They say that all the time. Like, here, the church is against contraception. I know we can talk about that. But somebody pushed Pope Benedict and pushed him and pushed him. What if a gay prostitute uses a condom on another man? He goes, well, that might be... You know, at least he's headed in the right direction.
Wait a minute.
Pope says condoms are okay. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. And that happens all
Father
the
John,
time.
Let me say something here. This is harder to do.
You know you're interrupting, right?
Yeah,
it's
I do.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I'm going to do it anyway. I'm a judge. I can do that.
Yeah.
So we want our priest,
pastors.
Our pastors,
yeah,
and anybody that's to be more like John Wayne and to say it straight up and on time and not back off.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the gospel to do exact this is what it says. No wishy washy. No, and if somebody changed that and made the Pope look like that, I want to see him hanging in St. Peter's Square.
Well, see, we do,
daylight.
But we used to do that, and that's what got us in trouble.
Yeah.
So we would do all kinds, string them up. You know, the church was involved in
it
all kinds.
Put a stop to it.
So
there's a picture. There's an old 50s type of picture, modernized. There's a girl making a cake with her mother. The girl goes, "Mommy, I think I'm a boy." And the caption, the woman, the mother goes, "Well, you're not." That's what you need.
But I would, if you're interested in this, it's called Fiducia Supplicus. It's in Latin, and it tells us you have to make sure, and it is an organ. Marriage is between a man and a woman exclusively. Sex takes place between a man and a woman in a covenant relationship. But if they wanted to know, people were asking gay couples. So I have. I'll go ahead and tell you this. I had a gay couple in my parish. This is what I like about this because it gives me a chance to talk about this. The gay couple was a 60-year-old man with a 30-year-old man, which is usually how it works out sometimes. Okay, well, the 60-year-old man started coming back to the church. He started coming back, and he died. So he was civilly married to this 30-year-old. So I met with his partner, and. He told me, "Father, we haven't been intimate in years." He wanted to go back to the church. And you find out real quick this was a father-son sort of relationship, which is oftentimes what you have. So you tell him, "I'm not going to call you his husband." She goes, I know. So we worked it out. But we prayed for them. I prayed for him. But technically, were they a gay couple? Yeah. And they were actually civilly married. But the older man died. But the younger man, who was extremely effeminate, he was very respectful. He asked for my prayers. We gave him a full Catholic funeral. He sat in the front row. He sat in the front row and behaved himself. Go ahead.
Father John, this is a great conversation to continue on.
Oh.
I'm out of time schedule.
Okay,
I want to make sure Kathleen gets her enough time to get this
okay.
here.
Oh, she's got to sing us.
So when we
about
come
our
back,
Blessed Mother.
When we come back after the song and the commentary, we'll go back to this conversation.
Okay,
we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Kathleen, take it away.
I used to sing in clubs, and people asked me, they said, "All these old songs are wonderful. They're not writing good new songs anymore." But they really are. The church
they
has
are.
Some
they
wonderful
are.
Songs, and one that was written by Mark Lowry with the Gaithers several years ago, and then he wrote the lyrics, and several years after that, someone else wrote the melody to it, and it has become a favorite standard. And it talks about Mary, and did she really know what she was getting into? Did she know about what was going to happen to her son? It's Mary, did you know? I've got to find my key.
Everybody,
here.
Please hold your socks, because she's going to blow them off your feet. Okay.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy can have been Arnogen, and this child that you delivered will soon deliver you? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you've kissed your little baby, you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, The dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
I shouldn't say this, but damn. Damn, that was good. That was good. Fantastic. 5 seconds. Okay, Kathleen, great job. Great job. We're going to take a break. Be back. Top of the hour. Rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325 star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Branch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number CLB009432E.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Adventure Radio program. Look, yes, I interrupt, and I know what I want. I'm sorry.
Welcome
to the Aaron's High Cabin Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Don't forget, we're simulcasting right here, right now at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. If you want to watch us, take a look at my ugly mug at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call in the studio. You got a question for Father John or anybody in the studio? 254-697-6633. Don't forget, put the word blackmail in the sentence. You get something. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you for the people who donate privately. Couldn't do it without you. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Yada, yada, yada. You know the drill.
All right.
John, I've got a question to ask you.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not trying to be funny here.
No. Give me a chance.
Being homosexual in the eyes of God is not proper.
What do you mean by that?
Where two
is
guys
the act
together?
If the act itself or someone who has an inclination towards the same sex.
The actual doing
yeah,
of
that's
it.
The sodomistic action is, yes.
So, is this a loophole?
No pun intended. Get it?
That's a bonus hole, not a loophole. Okay, which maybe could be called a loophole. Anyway, here's the question. If a gay man who is submissive, who's more feminine.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
And then a gay woman who is dykish, I think that's the proper term, more manly. Yeah. Manly. And they hook up with each other. Is that okay?
I think it's I think they can get married. It's not a healthy relate. That's called a simp. What you got here is you got Maud. You got Maud with her man. Yes, dear, whatever. You have a lot of relationships like that. Who is the man in the family? Who is the husband? Who is the spiritual leader?
Speaking of which, I got to do a prayer.
But I think you just stumbled on something. You know, I know a lot of.
I try to do that.
Dylan Mulvaney just came out, the big trans guy that was on
Bud Light.
He came out and said that he was a lesbian, that he's attracted to women. I'm not joking.
That's what they'll say now. But
I identify as a badass. Okay, that's what I identify as.
I got a joke on that, but I'm not going to tell it right now.
But I think that it is a valid marriage. I just think it is problematic.
I don't know. Is it because if the gay man?
No, I mean he's a man. I don't see you use these terms. I don't. I think there's only two kinds of people, men and women.
No,
that is
no, Father John, because the question is you have an individual who wants to go that direction.
Yeah.
So
he has some inclinations towards other men.
Where are they spiritually?
So if he submits to a dominant woman and still has access to whatever it was, you know, works with them, is it okay then?
You're throwing around the term man and male, and I say that there's a difference between female and being a woman, or being a man and being a male.
So yeah, you're asking. Let's go ahead. I'll go ahead and presuppose all these things.
Where are they
is
spiritually?
Is it okay?
Too?
It's technically, I guess, it's valid. It's just problematic and unhealthy. This particular relationship has about as much a chance of you know, snowball's chance in hell of making it. But do you believe how many men I know? Every time I ask them something, they go, "I don't know. I have to ask my wife." You know, that's when you have.
I've never made those words.
I'm telling you. So it's like, who's the man? Who's the husband in this relationship? Sometimes it even becomes, in this kind of relationship, becomes like a mother-son thing, which is a temptation as well. Right. I've had couples in mind. I said, this is not you're like his mom. And sometimes when you have this kind of relationship, it can push the man even more into femininity. More into feminine. You ever seen a woman will rub the back of her husband saying, "That's my good boy."
Like a pet.
Yeah, like a pet. And that's what moms do to sometimes teenage boys.
As much as mothers love their children, and bless them.
Yeah.
But they're part of the problem.
Sometimes, yeah. Their daddy's not there. They'll say, like I said, they'll go, "Isn't that," he'll rub the back of their teenage boy, and the teenage boy will go, "Mom, ick," they get ick. That's a healthy boy. That's a healthy boy. He's growing away from his mother. But if he melts into that, "This is my mommy," we got a problem.
Father
we
John,
got a problem.
I want to re- this is a perfect time. We got lots of time. We can continue.
Yeah, yeah. So I was going to read you something about this, but we can.
But I'm going to beat you to it. I'm going to look. I told everybody I normally do this in the second segment of the program, but we ran out of time. I want to thank Harvest House Publishers for allowing me to read up to 15 chapters of Tony Evans' book, Tony Motivational Evans, Prayers for Men. And ladies, you need to pray for your men. Men, you need to pray for yourselves. Look, we are the ones in charge. And I don't mean that in an aggressive way. We were born to be destined. We're destined to be leaders. So this prayer here is a prayer for being the head of the home. This is Tony Evans writing it. I'm just going to reiterate it.
Go ahead.
And you can utilize it. Lord, I pray that you will enable me to uphold the role you have given me as head of the home. I do not want to compromise my role due to passivity or external pressures. Rather, I want to be the man of the house in the way that you define manhood. I want to be able to say with Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's from Joshua 24:15. I don't want there to be any questions about whether I'm fulfilling my biblical obligation as head of this home. That means that I want to fully accept the responsibility of raising my children in the proper fear of God. I want to accept your call to cover my family and to provide for them. Help me to be a good provider. I want to meet my wife and children's needs, and as you enable me, to give them their wants as well, but to do so in a way that shows I am seeking their best interest. Lord, as the head of my home, I desire to protect my family from hurt, harm, and danger. I want them to feel safer with me than anyone else, and safe because of me. Help me not to bring harm to my family in any way, whether through how I speak to them, treat them, relate to them, or guide them. May my work not supplant them. May my phone and laptop not replace them. Yeah, in this day and age, that's a big one.
Wow.
Let me be fully present with my family so they know I take my role seriously. May my headship affirm that I am a loving husband and father, that I am a caring man, God's man for this home, and that our home will be governed by you through me so that everyone knows that you are running the show here. Lord, help me to be the man of the house you have called me to be, because I want to be the kingdom man you have designed me to be. In Christ's name, amen. And Tony comments, whenever a husband shifts the burden of leadership to his wife, he makes a serious mistake. Amen to that, brother.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead.
No, I hate to. We've been going back and forth from these wonderful things to back to the profane.
Gives you time to eat.
The food here is fantastic. Thank you so much. Now, there's actually a pretty good summary of this thing about Pope Francis allowing less same-sex couples on Wikipedia. They're pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, you can believe that.
It's pretty good. It says, fiducia supplicans, clarification reforms in the church treatment of what is called irregular relationships. That those establish a monogamous and emotional bond that lasts over time and that who have not contracted marriage. Most notably, it allows Catholic priests and deacons to perform spontaneous blessings of same-sex couples as well as opposite-sex couples who have not married, and married couples who are previously divorced and not received an annulment, but only so that they may be able to fulfill God's will completely. The document details that this type of informal spontaneous blessing is neither a sacrament nor a rite of the Catholic Church, so no special ceremony is performed for it. The document maintains that sexual relations are listed only within marriage, so heterosexual couples are urged to marry and not consider this blessing an alternative to marriage. All extramarital relations are considered sin by the church and to continue to do so, which is why it asks for the affect that may exist between two people of the same sex involved. The sexual attraction between two people of the same sex is not condemned according to sexual morality of the church, but the sexual act is.
Okay, can you break that down? Can you bring it down into two or three sentences?
Yeah. A blessing is an asking God for conversion, healing, and to come to him. Like I said, the problem is bendecir, blessing in English, has a different connotation.
Yeah.
And this comes from a church that's not very good at English. And so, like I said, with prayer, in English, prayer has a different connotation to English speakers. That's the part of the problem. This is all clickbait, and once again, now I will agree with you. The church needs to do a much better job. Wikipedia is doing it for us.
Now, I get it. I totally understand when something happens. Okay, it wasn't meant to be that way. But somebody of authority needs to immediately come out and say, hey, screw up.
Evidently, they have, because it's on Wikipedia.
Well, you can't not deny Wikipedia, right?
But sometimes the Pope, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, almost trusts the bishops too much. You guys clarify it in your own communities.
I don't think the Pope listens to this radio show. And,
yes, he does. So does Ronald Reagan.
So my bishop put out something, and it said, go read the document. That's what it said. Basically, go read the document. So we all have, and he expects us to explain this to people. But I will say, this is Father John talking. I think it was imprudent, because the 2021 document of the Dubia said no, 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 no. Why do we have to go? We don't bless sinful relationships. It's kind of like if a throuple. You ever heard of them, a throuple? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they come up and say, could you please pray for us, give us your blessing, I have to ask, what am I praying for?
Let's come back and do it. Go to a commercial heartbreak. Be back in 3 minutes. Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Camp Adventure Radio program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Have more fun than a person's allowed to have.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Good old Rush Limbaugh.
And a little echo.
But Father John approved it.
You know, I think I'm going to paint this back to gold. I don't care if I'm copying or not. This looks like a basic microphone. I want to go excellence. I'm going to paint this sucker gold again.
When I was in college, I used to listen to Rush all the time.
It's your fault, too, Colonel. It's your fault. You gave me that damn book, and I read it, and I'm like, man, we're parallel. I'm a small guy compared to Rush, but we parallel in the same concept ideas.
It's not the color of the microphone. It's the stimulation of the diaphragm inside of the microphone that counts.
I'm stimulating quite well.
How come they always comes back to the stimulating of something?
When it comes to stimulation, I can stimulate very well.
If you don't have stimulating in it, it won't work.
All right. I have Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke Church, singular, not plural, in Temple, Texas. I've got another headline here that may pertain to this.
Okay.
The headline, and it was the word of the day, it was blackmail. It's Tim Burchett breaks down how politicians are sexually blackmailed. Let me, here we go. Let me just read this. Quote, next thing you know, you're in a motel room with them naked. I'm ahead of myself. Here it goes. Here's how it works. You're visiting, you're out of the country, you're out of town, you're in a motel bar in D.C., and some whatever you're into, woman or man or whatever, comes up, and they're very attractive, and they're laughing at your jokes, and you're buying them a drink. Next thing you know, you're in the motel room with them naked, and the next thing you know, you're about to make a key vote. And what happens? Some well-dressed person comes up and whispers into your ear, hey, man, there's tapes out there on you. We're in a motel room. You were in a motel room on whatever with whoever. And they're like, you know, uh-oh. He says, you really ought to not vote on this thing the way you're voting. Happens all the time.
It does.
And it's going to happen quadruple the amount of times with AI. What do you have to say about that, Father?
What do you mean by AI? Well, how's that going to happen with AI?
Look, they could put me having sex with children. AI.
Oh,
artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something straight up. I protect children with my life. I love them.
You know, I've got a new definition for AI. When I talk to one of these chat bots on the Home Depot or some other website, and they say, may I help you? You know, and it's actually ignorance.
Yeah, that's it.
AI actually ignorance.
What do you got,
Father? I don't even know what to say. I didn't know that was sort of thing was possible. I know that AI is now replacing people, and kids are using AI to write their papers. Politicians use AI, ChatGPT, to write their speeches. But I think sooner or later, people are going to start using. I talked to a kid last night who's majoring in robotics at the University of Texas. I said, yeah, they're going to start. That's going to be the next thing when it comes to marriage. Can you make your own spouse from synthetic and metal? But you're right. They can do anything with AI. But I, on the other side of this, you know, I was thinking of that. Remember that crazy mayor of D.C. who got caught with a prostitute?
Oh, what's his name? He got reelected.
Yeah. People,
Trump has hope.
You know, that's when I started thinking some voters are just stupid. They're just, this guy, D.C. was the worst city in the world, and this guy got caught with a prostitute on film smoking crack.
Shelby, look that up. Black D.C. mayor reelected.
And then they reelected him. You can't trust the voters. You can't. And especially in New York. Yeah, people are going to get blackmailed. There's nothing you can do about it. But, I mean, sometimes, like with Bill Clinton, the more we had on him about what a pervert he was or is, the more popular he got. That's the one thing I don't understand.
How can you not understand that? Because the majority of the people, I don't know if I should say this, there are some people who believe the word, and there's others who don't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think the eye of the needle type of thing is going on here.
Marion Barry,
that's it.
That was his name.
Mary. The eye of the needle. The gates are wide open, but the eye of the needle. There's only going to be so many who focus in on the true word, right?
The word Jesus Christ, yeah. But I'm not sure what What's your point in this regard?
My point is, a lot of people are going to go, hey, that's cool, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
But there's going to be some who go through the eye of the needle and say, that's not right.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, there's some people who oftentimes those people fall too.
Everybody stumbles.
Everybody stumbles. And you know, the devil attacks where we're the most weakest. He knows that pornography and adultery and all of those things, he attacks those things. He even attacks the parts of the body. He hates the fact that women can have children. He hates all of them. That's where he attacks. And people should keep that in mind, especially in marriage. I try to tell couples, listen, there's somebody out there who wants your marriage to fail and he doesn't sleep.
Father John, I've got about 5 minutes or so.
Yeah.
I thought this was interesting because it kind of fits in what we're talking about. Mm. This is a video here, but Tucker Carlson, wars of hostile interdimensional spiritual forces influencing the human ant farm. We're talking Satan and his demons. That's what he's talking about, but he's just using different words.
Yeah, because he'll get or something.
They're not aliens. They've always been here. I don't think it's spiritual, Carlson said. Well, it is. There is good and evil that we are being acted upon at all times. You are subject to forces from outside of yourself. Look, he's probably being neutral, but the bottom line is this. There's Satan and there's God. Look.
And they're not equal. And they're not each other's. Satan is a creature. He has limited power. He has all of his demons function within very strict rules. And God allows that to happen. But we allow with our free will, you know, just like a vampire, when you allow them into your house, then he'll take over. No, the demons do not sleep. They hate us. They hate women the most. Yeah, so, I mean, they're finally starting to see there's something else out there. There's forces out there that want us to be destroyed. They want us to destroy ourselves.
Why does Satan have so much power over those who are Christian-based?
Well, he attacks those, and he only has power over them as far as people give it to him. Once you give away your rights to the evil ones you give in, he can always tempt.
Is it because of the lack of information of God's word?
Maybe. Yeah, all that. That's why you put on the armor of Christ, because you're always under attack, and God allows that.
Well, even Christ was tempted.
Oh, yeah. And he was tempted at his weakest moment. Mm-hmm. When he had fasted for 40 days. The devil said, I'm going to get him now, because he's a coward.
Do you think Christ flipped him the finger?
No, that came later. The fingers came out of the war, you know, between French and English. But he told him where to go. I mean, he went right to his base stuff. Are you hungry? Do you want fame? Do you want popularity? Do you want power? He tempted him with all of those things. No, the devil does not want us to think he exists. That's his first thing. That's why they get so much work done when people don't think they exist. And those who are most in Satan's power don't believe in him. I mean, that's just oftentimes people who are most possessed, oppressed, oppression, infestation. Those people know he exists, but they're being fooled and they're being tempted to power and really special knowledge and all kinds of things. So he's onto something.
Okay, but let's do this, Father John.
Yes.
I've got about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I want to hit just a couple other articles. I'll put it out there for public knowledge. I want to go to this one here. The word shock in the headline. Hopefully you're shocked. Illegal alien. Think about it. It's a person who came across the border illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Is apprehended, goes through the system, and then given an immigration appointment, okay, in 2031. That's 2031, the year of our Lord, 2031. Colonel, make a comment on that, because I know you want to.
It's only 8 years. What's wrong?
They're going to have children, grandchildren by that point.
Yeah.
Well, children.
Born in this country and American citizens.
What I think is interesting is that, you know, like when government... I mean, coming into our country, I thought was a federal offense.
Which makes the president treasonous.
But if they decide, you have to understand, I think there's people in our country who run our country who hate our country.
Yes,
they
absolutely.
Really do hate it.
Exactly.
And they get more power by the weaker that we are. I mean, a country cannot be a country without borders.
Right.
And even the church teaches that a country has a right to control its own borders. And it's always had that. You know, even Obama was a great... He sent back thousands. He was always deporting people.
And it wasn't because he didn't... Well, anyway.
More than 13,000. 13,000 illegals caught entering the U.S. What, in a month? 6 months? No. One day.
So, and they try to paint this as young families with babies and mothers. Yeah. And they're
not,
all men of working age.
Yes.
Who are these guys coming up?
Military age.
Okay, the boss is telling me I got 20 seconds. So,
they're all Venezolanos, too. They're from Venezuela. They're not from Mexico. Anyway, I'm sorry.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do True Stories of Self-Defense, always a favorite with the program.
And Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
254-697-6633. See you on the other side.
Visit thekaytheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thekaytheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rocktail, Texas, since 1947.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Fuel your morning with vibes as strong as Cloud 9 Coffee. Locally owned and operated, our drive-thru is open daily. Try our signature flavors that can only be found at Cloud 9 Coffee, like the crowd favorite, the Sopapilla Latte. Don't have time to come to us? Don't worry, we got you. We deliver Monday through Friday anywhere within the city limits of Cameron. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for updates for our newest drinks. You can see our entire menu online at cloud9coffeetx.com. Cloud 9 Coffee, a little trailer with big flavor.
everybody. The Owens High Cabin Adventure Radio Program. Coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office. We're one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. So give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. We are in that section of the program. I think this is everybody's favorite.
No, it's definitely mine.
And I'll tell you what. I'm going to give her this mic, and you and I are going to share it, Kathleen.
Okay.
This is from the May 2007 American Rifleman, the Armed Citizens column. True stories of self-defense, what to do and what not to do in situations like these. So we're going to do these as cold reads, and I'll make my commentary on them. First story. 10 minutes after Suzanne Carson's husband left for work, she went back to bed with her three-year-old daughter. Shortly thereafter, Carson heard a noise and went to check on her four-year-old sleeping...
Son sleeping.
Yeah, but she was in bed with it. Okay,
they got another kid.
Another kid. Down the hall. According to police, Carson's horror, she saw a man tampering with the back door. She loaded a gun, and shouted at the man to stop. Unabated, the intruder forced the door open and began to enter. Carson fired a single shot, but the brazen suspect continued to advance. Two more shots, however, and the suspect recognized the folly of breaking into the home and an armed citizen as he fled the area. Carson's husband had taken her shooting for the first time just a month prior. I'm so proud of her for being able to protect herself. Ladies and gentlemen, if you pick up that freaking gun, you better know how to use it. It was, speaking of which, I have a self-defense home invasion seminar. If you've got a gun and you haven't practiced, you are the problem, okay? Because in this story here, she, one, had to load it. Two, she shot, missed. Three, she shot again, and the guy said, screw this, man. Sooner or later, she's going to get lucky.
She's going to hit me.
Email me, aaronsgunshop @gmail.com.
She could have just fired a warning shot.
No, Father John.
Or
no,
just
Father
shot him
John.
In the knee.
No, Father John.
No, no.
Able to aim to do that.
Look, you shoot a warning shot and it goes somewhere and it causes harm, you're screwed. You shoot him in the knee.
That's what you're supposed to do.
If you shoot him in the knee, that means...
But you don't understand the underlying social and economic factors.
If he's breaking into a woman's house like that, he's got little onions, little rat onions for...
You don't understand the generations of oppression and...
Shelby, take it away, please.
I wish they told us what kind of gun she had. That's the bad thing about the newer version.
Wait a minute, did you and Kathleen trade?
No.
No, okay.
Oh, so it's her turn, huh?
Yes, it's my turn. Okay. A Miami attorney was exiting a parking lot after work when he was rushed by an armed robber with handcuffs in his pocket and wearing a ski mask. According to the authorities, the attorney tried to race from the parking lot, but the security gate opened too slowly. His assailant aimed a pistol, and the victim believes he tried to shoot the gun, but it malfunctioned. The victim retrieved a handgun from his glove box and fired several shots at his assailant, killing him. A second hidden suspect also fled.
What do you think about that?
He said several, so he was pow, pow, pow.
Well, look, ladies and gentlemen, let me make it very clear. If you have a weapon, one...
Don't put it in your glove box.
You know how it works. Two, you know how to handle it. Three, if you're going to pull it out, when you pull it out, you're going to use it. And what I mean by using it is it could be a penal code 907, threat as a justifiable force, or you actually have to pull the trigger. But if you pull it out and the threat is over just by throwing it out there, perfect. Great. Problem solved. Penal code 907. And call the police and say, hey, I was threatened, blah, blah, blah. This is what I did. Because if you don't, they'll probably call up and say, hey, this maniac with a gun pointed it at me, blah, blah, blah. And the first one who calls has the most credibility. I mean, I can go deeper and deeper, but I'm not. Kathleen, take it away.
Okay. Doug Magnus and his wife were startled by the sound every homeowner fears, a loud noise at the door during the midnight hour. Police say Magnus, armed with a firearm, went to investigate. Just outside the door, he encountered a man wearing a ski mask who fired several shots.
Magnus returned a single round, killing his assailant.
You got a great story. That's what you call 1-2-3 ABC easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Now, there's several problems with this. I say that he should never have opened the door and gone outside, because then, it's like you've said before, the police don't know who's there. And the other thing is, he's given up all advantages because the other guy hears the door open and stand there and fired several shots at him before he fired. Now, if the other guy hadn't been on drugs, he would already be dead.
But the thing that rectifies it is, he went out to his porch, but the guy fired at him. Had the guy not fired at him and the homeowner shot at that person, he'd be in trouble. But that bad person fired at him, gave him the authority to fire back.
I
one shot.
But I do agree.
I will get down, break my profile, get down low on the floor, and wait for him to open the door. He comes in, looks around, doesn't see anything that meets what he's looking at. And when he comes in the door, he is now officially a threat.
I will not argue with what you just said. But because he did go out, he can go out on his own porch. Now, I would have stayed inside. I totally agree with you.
Boy, when he stepped outside, he's probably backlighted, and it was a perfect target.
That's not the point, though. The point is, if you're in your house and they break in, you're totally justified. But he went out. He didn't do anything. And when he went out, he got fired upon, and he fired back. The saving grace was the bad guy fired upon him.
No, the saving grace was the bad guy missed three times.
Yeah. Okay. Father John, take it away.
No,
you're next.
Oh, there we go. Okay. A homeowner heard a loud noise at the rear of his home and observed three men in hooded jackets, at least one of them carrying a handgun. According to authorities, he shouted for the intruders to leave, but they ignored his plea and began forcing their way inside. But the resident wasn't going to let that happen. He fired two shots at the advancing men, and they fled the home. One suspect died, and his former accomplices are in custody. The assistant prosecutor noted the seriousness of the matter. Three men planned to do something in the house even after learning and hearing the homeowner was inside.
I don't see any problem with that one. That one looked pretty clean. Okay.
When I see these things like that, and somebody is yelling at you from inside, there must be some drugs or some kind of disability involved.
Hold up. We got a problem.
Yeah.
You
guys have been shifting the okay. mic back a lot.
You got it now?
We need to get a new cord. Okay.
You got it?
It sounds good now. There's
All right.
calling.
So we have this. Police say a burglar kicked in Joseph Patrick's basement door and began sifting through his belongings. Patrick, a much like neighbor and World War II veteran, was well over twice the intruder's age, but he had a great equalizer on his side, a firearm. Armed with a .32 caliber handgun, Patrick ordered the man to lie on the floor and spread his arms while he called police. When the intruder stood and made a move, Patrick fired a shot, hitting the man and causing him to flee. Patrick thought the suspect fled the home, but when police arrived, the suspect bolted from a closet and into the arms of a responding officer. I don't feel good about shooting the guy, but he broke into my home, explained Mike.
Oh, there you are.
That's kind of like the one where the guy's locked into the front of the store and he's begging the police to come and let him out.
Oh, my gosh.
But 32 caliber, it wasn't big, but it hurt when he shot him and made him hide. End of threat.
I'm glad that it actually said what kind. Like on the older ones, every single story tells you what kind of gun, which I think that's a pretty important part of it. I wish it would say it more.
I don't think you have. I don't think feeling good is a prerequisite to shooting, though. No, I don't think anybody feels good about shooting people, but you know. Feelings are important, but they don't drive the bus. They're like children. So,
all right,
yeah.
Everybody, let's hold on. I had a caller on the line. Brought up a good question. Okay. Caller, welcome to the program. Who am I speaking to, and what's your question, sir?
Randy here. Just listening to y'all's stories of these thugs going around in these neighborhoods, breaking into the houses, creating havoc on the society. My first question would be, if it happened to me, is I would want to know the criminal background history of that thug that's trying to break into my house, and then I would go after the people that released that thug back out into society to create havoc on the
Randy, that is
locked up in jail.
Randy, that's an excellent question, because you hear a lot of that coming out of California, and where they release them with no bail bonds, whatever. They just get out there and they do the crime over again, or illegal aliens coming in and they release them multiple times. I totally dig what you're saying. I don't know what it takes to get those people in charge who allow that to happen to correct their actions.
There's no accountability.
There's no account.
Well, instead of the taxpayers that are minding their own business, going to work, making a living, and just doing the right thing, instead of trusting into the law protecting them, they need to gang up and go against the thugs that keep releasing them thugs back out on the street.
Hey, Randy,
put them in jail with the thugs. Right. Under the jail would be the best part.
Randy, I want to cut you off just because I'm pressed on time here, but you bring up a valid point. The only thing I can say is us, you, me, the people, need to put pressure on those people in those positions to say, listen, I know who you are, I know what you're doing, and I'm going to do whatever I can to get you out of office. I got to go to a break. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate the call.
And mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. If you got a comment or a true story of yourself, give me a call at 254-697-6633. I got one more story here from May 2007. According to authorities, a homeowner armed himself and called 911 to report several males ringing his doorbell incessantly. While the homeowner talked to a dispatcher, the men hopped a gate and entered the backyard where they tried to enter the residence through the back window. Now, let me pause this. If they had hopped the gate and entered the backyard, I would still be like, okay, whatever. I know what I can do. Mm-hmm. But they didn't just do that. They went into the back window. The homeowner fired several shots, killing one suspect. They were in the process of breaking in. The other men killed one of the suspects. The other men fled, and one was arrested shortly thereafter. At least one neighbor said he no longer felt as safe in his home, and he intends to make sure that he's better fortified against criminal assault. That makes me want to buy a gun now. He said, I should buy one to defend my family. You have to be safe. Let me tell you something, Mr. 2007 and current. With the constitutional law where anybody can buy a gun and hold it, I can probably say that 90% of the people that would confront me as an instructor, I would say to you, you have no business holding a gun for self-defense. You are clueless on how to use it. Did I say I would take you right away? No, sure didn't. But I'm going to tell you bluntly with the First Amendment that you are the freaking problem most of the time if you don't go and get some type of training. If it ain't me, find somebody who you like and trust who knows what they're doing so that you can handle your firearm in a manner when the adrenaline is pumping through your system.
And he had just told the dispatcher, I need the police right now. I mean, I need somebody right now. Oh, well, they'll be there in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
But it turns out to be
what's that expression, Colonel? When moments count, the police are only minutes away?
Yep. When seconds count, the police are only minutes away.
Now, Father John, you said you had something to talk about this?
Well, I you know, the caller was mentioning, why are these people out and about? Why are they? I don't know if you're familiar with what's going on in El Salvador, how they run their jail systems now. It's 20 times harder. The president of El Salvador has had enough. All you do is Google it on your phone, and crime has dropped in El Salvador because they've opened up, they've invested, and every prisoner is in their underwear, bent over, and have no right. I mean, they're like this the whole time. But I went to the jail Thursday and spent all morning there, and it's this huge. I mean, Gatesville has these huge units, but I tell you, I must have walked a couple hundred yards before I ever even saw a guard. You walk up, there used to be a little station there with someone and no one's there. You walk up and they buzz you through. There's one person, you show them your ID and they buzz through. But even on the pods, even the most dangerous criminals, there's really just a handful of people watching them. And they'll say, why is there no guards here? And the chaplain said, Father, we can't hire people. No one wants to work. No one wants to come here. The worst part of the prison is like a Turkish prison. You go back, it's disgusting.
Cowboy.
Yeah, I mean, they have downstairs all these men under, and they're all, I don't know if you've ever seen this, there's all these strings on the floor. Do you know what that is? Strings. They take their bedding and they tie like a piece of toothpaste to it, and they'll throw it to another inmate, and the other man, they'll be exchanging messages and things like that. And they're all over, and you just look up from the upstairs, and here comes a string with a little piece of toothpaste on it, and they're passing messages. Nobody's doing anything about that. No, and then you go talk to the prisoners, and you realize, you're drunk. How is this guy drunk? How did he get the alcohol in here?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about that. And sometimes they're high as a kite. They're getting it from somewhere.
Yeah. They don't have anybody checking their visitors.
I'm just saying that. No, it's... The people who are lambasted probably only more than priests are the police. No one wants to become a police officer. You're considered the enemy by whole political parties. You're the problem. I lived in New York. People vilified the police. Vilified them. They were the problem. So why even join that? If you can't, they're getting, and same thing with like junior high and high school teachers. I mean, I did that too. These people should be the most honored. In some countries, they are. In some continents, teachers and the police are the most honored. In our country, they are vilified and seen as part of the problem. And the criminals are getting worse and worse. They act like animals. They're like animals in there, and it makes you lose hope because as I was walking around, the chaplain said, "Well, can we visit a couple more people?" And I said to him, "Yeah, sure, that's fine." But in my heart, I wanted out. Mm-hmm. Get me out of here. And I can just see the guards behind the glass. They just look devastated. They just look exhausted. Right. And then another guard doesn't show up, so they have to stay on a double shift until somebody does. I don't have an answer for all that. But
I got to say something about you.
What?
Okay, I was raised Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
Went through the whole thing. Okay.
What's the whole thing?
The whole thing. Confirmation, the whole works.
What's confirmation? Go ahead.
Okay, here's the deal.
Okay.
When I look at those who taught me back then, which may have been a different time, what I'm trying to get at is I am who I am now. I separated from the Catholic Church, and I am who I am now. And Christine introduced me to you.
Uh-huh.
And because who I am, you resonated with me because you're streetish. Does that make sense?
I'll take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Okay.
You're not gonna waver from your belief, but you're able to communicate on a street level.
Principles.
Well,
you stick to
them. I wouldn't call it street. I would call it something else. You're easy to communicate with, probably all ranges and ages. Like you don't just resonate with the older people or the young
thank you.
People. I think it's a whole communication with all age.
The thing is, though, with the older, it was more regimented.
Right.
As you get younger, the more wild you get. So Father John is able to resonate with the elders, mm-hmm. but he's able to resonate with the youngers because he's hip. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that.
That's New York. You know what I'm telling you?
But I do like heavy metal music. But
that's why you like my show, because I play some good
metal
music. But
I didn't go to the seminary until I was 30, so... some of those old nuns that you had, you know, they entered the convent when they were young, and they like things just so. And I could just see them with you. Matthew, stop that. They probably knocked you up in the next week.
Man, I had penguins slapping me over the wrist.
Did you have a sister? I had Sister Mary Agnes.
Sister Kathleen, Sister Joan, Sister Margaret. She was the principal. 6'4", ugly as hell, rang a bell, scared to death of her.
The best teacher I ever had was Sister Harriet. She had this big mole on her nose. It was scary as hair coming out of it, you know. But she taught us how to square dance. And she was awesome. She was awesome. She was the best teacher I ever had. She scared the hell out of me. They never once put their hands on us. Never once.
Father John, I hate to do it, but I gotta keep you quiet.
I got about three minutes left.
I got Kathleen here going to sing us a great song to get us out of Christmas, the whole works. Kathleen, why don't you explain what you got?
Well, we have to close this with a nice, rousing song. And so, come on, guys, help me out with this one.
Nope. What do we sing?
I'll take a bullet, but
are we singing an Advent song?
No, actually, this is a popular song. It's not a Christian song. I'm sorry, but you probably know it because it's easy. I'll do it twice. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Please have snow and mistletoe and have a cup of cheer.
Amen.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear... oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Please have snow and mistletoe and have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear... oh, by jolly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
I just paid you the biggest compliment. I started rocking through the beat.
I don't know if anybody remembers Burl Ives, but this was a Burl Ives song that that I was listening
now,
to
that song
on here.
Like, but his Rudolph the Red-Nosed, I can't stand that song. he starts putting German into it. I'm like, just sing it normal, man.
don't be normal. It'd be German. Yeah, you don't want to be normal.
If you're German, that would be normal.
We have a whole minute. Father John?
Hey, we got Christmas services coming out the Waz here. So, because Christmas is on a Monday, and if you're Catholic, you still have to go to church on Sunday and on Monday.
That's too much work, Father.
So, we have the Sunday Masses at 8 and 11 on Sunday, Christmas Eve. Then the Christmas Eve Masses at 5, 8, and midnight.
Oh, my God.
And then we have services at 10 o'clock in the morning.
When do you have time to do anything?
So, now we have seven Masses over the weekend, but I'm only doing 5 of them.
27.
I only have five of them.
Sorry.
So at our Baptist church, we're having our candlelight service
at
4 o'clock in the afternoon
on Christmas Day or
Christmas Eve.
Okay, so we have three. We have. That's when all big Christmas stuff is on Christmas Eve. So
okay, Father John, time's the beast.
Oh, sorry.
Look, everybody on the program, Kathleen, you did a great job.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Father John, thank you. All the guests have been on the program. Shelby, thank you very much. Everybody else out there, God bless. Have a Merry Christmas. Keep it powder dry. See you on the other side.
Powder dry.